Today, we travel back in time to a writer of the 1930s and his masterpiece set in the Austro-Hungarian Empire in the first years of the 20th century. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. My first encounter with Joseph Roth came as a result of an urgent, "You must read this novel," from a trusted friend. To say I love this piece of fiction amounts to the greatest understatement I could make about this sprawling epic of the last decades of the Austro-Hungarian Empire before the outbreak of the Great War in 1914. Roth has reminded me that my heart lies firmly in the 19th century. The Brontes, Austen, Stendhal, Gaskell, Flaubert, and Thackeray, among others, all drove me to graduate school, and I still revel in the lush land of romantic and realistic literature of that period. This novel of three generations who revered and served Emperor Franz Joseph encompasses not only the politics of the era, but the relationships among fathers, sons, and a deceased grandfather. The prose sparkles, and I'm hard-pressed to recall more than a few novels with prose so consistently beautiful, lyrical, and engrossing. Any random page can give a glimmer of the power of Roth's artistry. Here is one from page 40. They landed at the Volksgarten and had coffee. The round tables on the terrace shone white in the dark green shade. The siphons turned blue on the tablecloths. When the band paused, they heard the jubilant singing of the birds. The district captain raised his head, and as if drawing memories from above, he began, "I once met a girl here. How long ago was it?" He got lost in mute calculations. Long, long years seemed to have waned since then. Carl Joseph felt as if it were not his father sitting next to him, but a distant forebear. "Her name was Mitzi Schnagel," said the old man. In the dense crowns of the chestnut trees, he looked for the vanished portrait of Fräulein Schnagel as if she had been a bird. The story he weaves holds the reader's attention from page 1 through 331. Even the introductory essay by Nadine Gordimer gushes with praise and allows the reader a glimpse or two into the magical, romantic, and psychological depth of these characters. At times I felt as if I were watching a film. The detail of the dress, the food, the carriages, and the houses had such precision and completeness of detail, my mind had no trouble calling up clear images as backdrops for the story. Roth wrote a sequel to The Radetzky March, and I already have it on my Amazon wish list. This novel tempts me to raise my scale to 10 stars for one of the finest novels I have ever read. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org and let us know.